Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
How about Scott?
Josh, my friend, another day, another GTA-based rumor remake-type leak thing, which comes from 4chan of all places. Now, we must say up front that this is almost definitely BS, but at the same time, it is GTA 3's 20th anniversary this year, and there will be more conversations happening as to what the hell Rockstar are going to do as some sort of celebration for that game. Now, only before I get into the meat of the leak itself, which does sound, you know, tantalizing, interesting, there are some things to clarify, which potentially hint towards it being legitimate, although I will say, again, it's probably going to be BS. There are some things from Take-Two CEO Strauss Zelnick, though, Take-Two, you know, being the parent company of Rockstar, where Strauss Zelnick was talking to VGC, Video Game Chronicle, about the idea of GTA remakes, saying that if Rockstar were going to approach another a remaster or remake, they would improve the technology, they'd upgrade the visuals, and they make performance enhancements. Zelnick says he thinks that's why their remaster titles typically do so well. We don't just port titles over, we actually take the time to do the very best job we can making the title different for the new release, for the new technology that we're launching it on. Now, this made me go, what the hell, you guys haven't done many remakes, because he starts, you know, it's a question about GTA remakes, and he pivots into this wider sort of comment on how Take-Two and Rockstar approach stuff, but the assumption is, just from the article and everything, that he's actually referring to the Mafia 1 Definitive Edition, which was a sizable overhaul, gameplay overhaul, visual overhaul, and maybe that's the sort of bar that we need to be applying to what it would be like, you know, revisiting something that is that old. Because, yeah, GTA 3, you know, is 2001, October 2001. And would assumedly need, you know, some sort of meaningful overhaul if they were going to put it out to a new audience. So, with that being said, over to the 4chan leak, lol, which is someone posting saying that the game, the GTA 3 remake, will run on GTA 5's engine and will feature new vehicles and weapons that weren't part of the original game. It's coming to PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series consoles. And I'll get into a little bit more about what they're apparently planning across the year to celebrate GTA 3's anniversary overall. But what's your thoughts on all this stuff?
Yeah, you know, I'm totally here for any kind of GTA remaster slash remix. I love that original trilogy of games. Well, not really original trilogy because it's GTA 3 to San Andreas, but you know what I mean? The PS2 era trilogy of titles.
The 3D era.
The 3D era. We've heard for like the past few months there have been these constant rumblings that we might get a remaster of GTA 3, we might get a remaster of San Andreas, Vice City, and 3 all bundled into one. And this added rumor seems to be just like stoking the flames even more. Whether or not it's true, like when it comes to GTA rumors, they're usually not. Sometimes there's some credible truth in them, and I feel like, you know, this on top of everything else could point towards them doing something, especially because, like you've said, you know, Take-Two themselves have talked up their remasters in the past. There's an alleged Red Dead Redemption 1 remaster on the way. You know, we know that there are some games and some remasters coming out this year. Whether or not it's going to be this, who knows? But I would definitely be here for it, especially if it is updated in the GTA 5 engine, because for as good as those original games are now, they're not like, it's not like they're inaccessible. You know, I could log on to the PlayStation 5 right now and buy GTA 3, buy Vice City, buy San Andreas. So if they were coming back, I'd want them to come back in a kind of remixed and reimagined way.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I've been going back to GTA 3 in San Andreas recently, and it is hilarious how even you go back to GTA 3, I mean, I love those original games, like some of my all-time favorites, but when I went back to GTA 3, I forgot that when you move the right stick, it just cuts to first person and you look around. Like, it didn't really have, like, 360, you know, cameras back then. Or at least they weren't implemented as well as they were going forward. So according to stuff that, you know, apparently they'll be planning for the rest of the year, there'll be GTA 3 themed vehicles, weapons, and clothing being released in GTA Online, including vehicles like the Mafia Sentinel, the Yakuza Stinger, giving you weapons like the Flamethrower, and giving Claude's outfit to all the players in order to try and celebrate the game's 20th anniversary. The reveal trailer for the GTA 3 remake is apparently coming Q2 of 2021, with the release date being set to the 22nd of October, because that's the same day that it released in the West. All of it, you know, seems plausible. I mean, I assume that they'll be doing something for it. And also part of me kind of wonders about, you know, your Rockstar. Like, if you compare the amount of things that came out across the 2000s with the amount of games that you didn't put out across the 2010s, then maybe a whole bunch of conversations regarding what should we do with these old games. You know, it's very much a zeitgeist right now to take an old classic and redo it again. Take-Two themselves, as the Umbrella Company, have done it with the Mafia games. Maybe all those conversations folded into, well, we're Rockstar, we should wait for the 20th anniversary and we'll do something for that. At the same time, Rockstar always feel like their own island. They're almost like the Western Nintendo. Totally. Like, they'll just do whatever they want and they don't care. And so part of me just doesn't think that any of this will come true, that they'll just sort of hand wave it away. Like, yeah, maybe it'll be a GTA Online skin pack, but I don't know. I just don't think the Rockstar of today are anything close to the one from the 2000s anymore.
No, definitely not. Like, they have a completely different approach to making and releasing games. But I wonder whether because the Grand Theft Auto V remaster of the remaster is also coming out this year, I wonder whether kind of, maybe they'll bundle in GTA 3 with that. Maybe they'll add something on top of it to incentivize people to pick it up. I don't know, like, it might be a way to kind of bridge the gap, especially if you're already making the changes for GTA 5. You could be like, hey, we've done this exact same thing to this other game you love, and then they show off GTA 3, it ties in with the 20th anniversary, it's all hugs and praises, because I don't know what else Rockstar is going to necessarily have for this year. Not that they need to have something, but it still seems like a proper GTA 6 is a ways off, and maybe a full-on remaster like this, alongside, you know, GTA 5 continuing to live, because it's just this unstoppable god creature thing. Maybe that will help satiate us going forward, you know, and bat away any potential GTA 6 news that, you know, might be on the horizon.
I'll tell you what's interesting. You said, like, yeah, but it being a pack-in, kind of like how Far Cry 3's remake or the remaster was packed in with some versions of Far Cry 5. Makes me wonder, because one of the starkest realities, if you go back to those original GTA games, is how tiny the map is by comparison to modern games. GTA 3, for as much as when we first played it when we were teenagers or younger, you know, felt humongous back at the time. It just felt like, because it was one of the first times we had an entire open city to explore and go whichever way you want. All these different back alleys, all these secret weapons and different things that you can find, and stunt ramps and everything else. But if you go back to it now, it feels like a back alley. Like, it feels like it is this, and I love the map design. I kind of, the whole separate thing, I want Rockstar to go back to stunt ramps and more arcadey stuff. But I kind of wonder, you know, because the size is so much smaller, maybe that just makes it that much easier to, you know, overhaul it, reskin it, and put it out as a side thing, that something GTA 3 size that was massive back in 2001 is actually more of a DLC type thing today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it is. I mean, how many people do Rockstar employ now? How many people worked on Red Dead Redemption 2?
What are they doing, Josh Brown? What are they doing with their time?
I know, it's so many different studios. It's not like when we talk about Rockstar, we don't just talk about, like, one individual studio. You know what I mean? There's, like, Rockstar North, Rockstar San Diego, a bunch of studios working on games that you have no idea about. And you can imagine, you know, I'm not trying to minimize the issues that come with game development or try to be reductive about game development and say it's easy or whatever. But you can imagine with, like, the resources Rockstar specifically has, the personnel at disposal, remaking an older game like GTA 3, it's not going to be the same kind of undertaking as making a Red Dead 2 or making a GTA 6 or even probably a Grand Theft Auto 5, you know what I mean? So it should potentially be something that they can get out, not as an extra, but something to fill a gap between these huge releases like Red Dead 2, like GTA 6, which are now, as we all know, are going to take a long time to get. You know, there's going to be years and years between all of these installments, because that's just the way they've been operating since, like, what, 2013 now, since GTA 5 came out?
Well, that's my thing. I'm just like, you have a massive company, all these different wings of Rockstar that are up and down the UK alone and worldwide. And then all we ever see is trickling out products for GTA Online. And I know that it was a Herculean effort to get Red Dead Redemption 2 over the finish line, but you still have so many art departments and, you know, sound departments, all these different people that I just don't think are being used to their full abilities on GTA Online editions. Like, maybe they are, but I just feel like there should be something else that they're working on. And that will be GTA 6. It will be, assumedly, maybe a new IP that they're going to do at some point in the future. But, you know, the assumption being that you could take some portion of all those teams and allocate them to reskin what is now a much smaller map by comparison to modern games, and get that out alongside, you know, the new version of GTA 5, or just for the 20th anniversary. So I guess we'll wait and see. Like we said throughout the video, this is most likely BS, but Rockstar should do something for their 20th anniversary. So whatever that turns out to be, I guess you can let us know what you think it might be down in the comments. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.